school basketball, where we just had the tip-off in this afternoon's contest between the King Cove Rookies and the New Halen Malamutes. The Malamutes get the tip, throw the ball down to Freddie Jean Wassley, and Freddie Jean is fouled hard by Honey Lou Wilson, and she goes up for a shot, and so Honey Lou picks up her first foul, and Freddie goes to the line to shoot a pair and drops the first one in to give the Malamutes a quick 1-0 lead. Only 4 seconds expired in this game thus far. You're listening to this game live on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint, King Cove, Alaska. The second one is no good. The rebound brought down by Courtney Wilson, gets it to Shauna Jo Calver. Shauna Jo looking for Raylene. Her pass is intercepted by Freddie Wassley, but taken away by Danielle Carlson. Lobs it into Honey Lou. Her shot is up, no good off the glass. Courtney gets a rebound, goes up, and drops it in, and she's going to draw a foul. Nice job there by Courtney. And she'll have a chance for a three-point play. And that foul was on, couldn't see the number. We'll see what the scoreboard says. Number three. Chanel Wassley with her first. And the free throw is up and no good. 2-1, the rookies lead. Early action here in the first quarter of this third place game in the 2010 Elks tourney. Bristol Bay High School in Natick, Alaska. Laura Grindle with the ball, gets it up to Chanel Wassley. Back to Laura. Attempts the entry pass for Freddie Wassley, and it's knocked loose by Raylene Kachutin. And it's saved there by Shauna Calver, out of bounds off the New Halen player, and the ball goes over to the rookies. Shauna inbounds to Raylene, to Shauna Jo, back to Raylene across the half court. She dribbles, nice pass inside to Honey Lou. Honey Lou goes up, her shot is no good, and the rebound taken down there by Freddie Wassley. Freddie gets it off to Chanel Wassley, and her length of the court pass is taken away by Shauna Jo Calver, who splits the three defenders. And somehow Alora Grindle ends up with the ball, but Alora is going to be called for a push on Shauna Jo. That'll be the first foul on Alora, second team foul against the Malamutes. Although it's still showing, it's only showing two team fouls there. They get it right. All right, the pass goes into Danielle Carlson on the floor for the rookies. Shauna Jo, Danielle, Raylene. Raylene takes the pass and drives in. Her shot goes up over the backboard, no good. Thought that was partially blocked, but it might have just been. It slipped out of Raylene's hand. So you got Honey Lou, Courtney, Danielle, Raylene, and Shauna Jo for the rookies. And for the Malamutes, Laura Grindle, Chanel Wassley, Freddie Wassley, Christina Tretikoff, and number 33, Ariel Roberts. And here's a loose ball. The ball goes out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by the rookies. And the Malamutes will have it underneath their own basket. Chanel Wassley didn't bounce. She slaps the ball, looks for Freddie Jean. Freddie Jean sets a screen far side, and the inbounds pass is stolen by Shauna Calvert. She's knocked to the floor and tries to get it off to a teammate, but it's taken by the Malamutes. And the shot they take is no good. Courtney Wilson with the rebound, and she's fouled there by Freddie Wassley. Freddie's first, team's third. That was a foul there on the floor. We've got an early timeout, 6:35 to go, first quarter of play. And we have a 30-second timeout by Coach Connie Newton. The rookies wearing white uniforms with black letters trimmed in gold, gold and black piping, and the Malamutes in their blue with white as they have the visitor uniforms. 2-1 rookies, first quarter of play. This, again, is the third-place game in the girls' bracket. Tonight in the championship game at 6 p.m., the Bristol Bay Angels will play the Togiak Huskies in what should be a good battle for the tournament title. And then following that game, the Kalignik Huskies will take on the Bristol Bay Boys, as both Bristol Bay teams made their way to the championship game, and that also should be a good contest for the boys championship. Ball out of bounds, far in now. Shauna Jo Calvert brings it in to Danielle Carlson. Danielle brings it across the timeline and hands it to Shauna Jo. She gets it to Raylene. Raylene with a nice dish in there for Courtney Wilson. Courtney goes up for shot, no good. Rebounded by Freddie Wassley. Freddie doesn't let too many second shots take place there. And it's brought by Chanel. She gets it to Freddie on the right wing. Freddie holding the ball high, bounces it back to Chanel. Chanel takes a long three-pointer online, but in and out, no good. Here's a rebound by Laura Grindle. Up, no good. Freddie Wassley gets the rebound as she boxed out Honey Lou Wilson there, and she puts it up and in. She has all 3 points for the rookies, and that foul is going to be called on maybe not Honey Lou. Let's see. Honey Lou wearing number 45 today in the white uniforms, and that is on Honey Lou, her second and the second team foul. Freddie puts the foul shot up, and it's no good. No one goes in the lane. Freddie gets it back, puts it up, and misses. And then she gets the rebound a third time and puts it in. And a four-point play by Freddie. Everyone just stood there when she missed the attempt for a three-point play. Now here's a nice dish by Raylene Kachute and into Courtney Wilson, and Courtney puts it up and in. Beautiful pass by Raylene as she drove the lane and found Courtney underneath, and it's 5-4 Malamutes with 5:47 to go first quarter. Chanel Wassley goes left. Laura Grendel off her hands and out of bounds. Turnover to the rookies. On that play in which Freddie Jean Wassley missed a foul shot, the rebound came back. No one moved. She put it up, missed it again. Finally, some people moved, and she grabbed it and put it up again, and both Courtney and Honey Lou ended up on the floor on top of each other. But they were both okay. Here's a shot missed by Shauna Jo Calver. The rebound by Honey Lou Wilson. Her shot is no good. Right under the basket there, and the rebound is taken away by Freddie Wassley, who gets it to Chanel. Lob pass for Ariel Roberts. Nice pass, but Ariel misses the shot. Freddie Jean puts up a rebound. And what are we going to have? A foul on the Malamutes. And that's the second one on Freddie. Freddie and Honey Lou both with two quick fouls here in the early going of the first quarter. And I think the rookies might be well advised to try to take the ball at Freddie. Now, they're only showing one foul for Freddie on the board, but they called one on her earlier. We'll see if that changes. The ball goes from Danielle to Honey Lou out on the right baseline. Shauna Jo drives that way, gets it out to Danielle Carlson, who drives into the lane. Her shot is up, in and out, no good. It looked good from here, then it popped back out. Freddie with a rebound. She's got about five boards already. Gets it to Chanel Wassley, who brings it across the logo at half court. Gets a 2-3 zone for the rookies. Left side to Tretikoff. Back to Wassley. Over to Alora Grendel. Alora Grindel's pass is knocked away by Raylene Kachutin. And Chanel Wassley and Alora Grendel run into each other and fall out of bounds. Another turnover to the King Cove rookies. 4:47 to play. First quarter. And we have a score. It says 6-3. I've only got 5 points here for the Malamutes. Not sure how that happened. Here's a missed shot by Raylene Kachutin. Honey Lou Wilson finally gets a rebound to Shauna Calver. Danielle Carlson has it, and she tries to get into Honey Lou, and there's a slap, and not sure who was fouled. I think maybe Danielle. Not sure how they've got the Malamutes for six. Freddie Jean hit one of two free throws and then has 2 2-pointers, one following the missed three-pointer, or the missed free throw in which she was trying to complete a three-point play. That foul goes against Ariel Roberts, her first, team's fourth. Here's a drive now off the inbounds pass by Raylene Kachutin. She goes up and down. Turnover by Raylene. They've got us for 4 points. They really need to fix the scoreboard. We'll check on that in a timeout. 4:22 to go. Pass goes left side for number 25, Nikki Trifon, and it's stolen away from her by Danielle Carlson, who's on the floor. Gets it to Raylene Kachutin. Passes to Shauna Jo Calver for an 8-footer. No good off the back of the rim. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Raylene in the middle there, hitting the offensive boards against four Malamutes, and she's going to draw a foul for Ariel Roberts. That's the second on her as far as we have it. And the rookie's windbound, and Shauna Jo's inbounds pass is kicked out off the leg of Freddie Wassily. And now she'll have one more. She throws it right in front of us to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene picks up her dribble, lobs it for Honey Lou Wilson in the lane. Honey Lou gets it out to Danielle. Right lane to Shauna Jo Calver. Nice pass to Honey Lou, and she misses the layup. Had a beautiful open shot. Good hustle by Courtney to get the rebound. Her shot is up, no good. And it's taken off there by Tretikoff, who gets it to Chanel Wassily. And she brings it across the timeline for the Malamutes. Hands it to Freddie Jean up high, and she dribbles outside a three-point arc. Now she gives it back to Chanel Wassily. Lobs it left side for Tretikoff. Christina brings it across back to Chanel Wassily to Christina Tretikoff. Looking down low for Ariel Roberts, and she's fouled there. A hand check by Danielle Carlson. Hey, Orion, they got the score 6-3 instead of 5-4. Yeah, maybe they'll call a timeout or something. All right, the ball's going to be inbound far side by Chanel Wassily to Christina Tretikoff, guarded there by Danielle Carlson. Good defense by Danielle. Here's a lob pass intercepted by Raylene Kachutin going the other way, 1-on-2. She gets the ball back to Shauna Calver. Raylene got away with a high dribble there. Gets to Danielle Carlson. Back to Raylene. Good defense by the Malamutes as they're swarming all over the rookie players here. Raylene bounces it back out top to Danielle. Danielle guarded there by Tretikoff. Reverse dribble to Shauna Calver for an 8-footer off the back of the rim. No good. The rebound is taken down by Freddie Jean Wassily, and she's going to be fouled there by Courtney Wilson. A reach from behind, Courtney's first team's fourth. 3:05 to go, first quarter. The scoreboard says 6-3, but the book says 5-4. The rookies have yet to take a free throw. No, Courtney Wilson missed one that would have been a three-point play. All right, Chanel Wassily takes the ball up, and a hand check there by Danielle Carlson. And that looked like Nikki Trifon just kind of tripped over her own feet, but that's going to result in a second foul on Danielle. And that's the fifth team foul. Both teams with, it says six team fouls now against the rookies. Here's Chanel Wassily looking for an inbounds pass. She gets it in to Tretikoff, stolen away there by Danielle Carlson. Danielle bringing it all the way. She goes up for the layup, and good. Nice defensive play there by Danielle, and she scores. And now the clock or the board says 6-5, but it's for the wrong team. And the ball goes in. It's on the floor now. Ariel Roberts digs it out. Nice play, and she gets it out. No good on the shot by Nikki Trifon. Honey Lou Wilson with the rebound gets it to Shauna Jo Calver. She's got Danielle Carlson, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by number 33, Ariel Roberts. Nice defensive play there by Ariel. And Shauna Jo Calver will inbound the ball far side. She slaps, bounces the ball into Danielle. A nice shot there from about 8 feet from the right side of the lane by Danielle Carlson on the baseline. She's got four. And it's 7-6. We'll go up the scoreboard for now. 7-6 rookies. Here's a long three-pointer there by Christina Tretikoff. She knocks it down. 9-7. Malamutes with the lead as we hit 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Shauna Jo Calver lobs pass. Nice save by Danielle Carlson on a high lob. She dribbles in, tries to get it to Honey Lou Wilson. Does, and Honey Lou misses the bunny right there. We're getting some good shots. We need to complete those open layups underneath the bucket. Rebound again by Freddie Wassily to Chanel Wassily. Brings it down to Nikki Trifon. Her shot is no good. Honey Lou Wilson gets the rebound. Number 45 bounces it to Danielle Carlson. 1:35 to play first quarter. 10-6 is rookies. They gave the last Malamute three-pointer to the rookies. So now it's really messed up. Here's a steal. The ball goes down to Nikki Trifon. It's out of bounds to the rookies. Some sloppy play there. The ball just kind of went back and forth. So my book has it 8-8, and they've got it 10-6 on the board for the rookies. All right, here's a nice give and go by Danielle Carlson and Shauna Calver. Shauna gets it to Honey Lou, and she missed that one. Here's a rebound up and in by Raylene Kachutin. Good job by Raylene to get the offensive board and get a putback. And it's now the scoreboard says 12-6 rookies. And I think it should really be 10-8. Here's a long shot for three by Tretikoff. No good, saved over there by Nikki Trifon. She lobs it back to Tretikoff, who's open for a two from the right side of the foul line, and she puts it in. Nice shooting there by Tretikoff, and the board shows 12-8 rookies. Now the ball comes across to Raylene Kachutin, to Shauna Calver, right side to Danielle Carlson. Danielle drives, tries to bounce it into Honey Lou Wilson. It's stolen and saved there by Ariel Roberts. Gets into Freddie Wassily, who loses it out of bounds. With 28 seconds left, rookies will have the ball underneath their own basket. Shauna Calvert inbounds. She slaps the ball. She's looking for a lob to Honey Lou. Not there. Gets it to Danielle. Nice drive to Raylene in the lane. Raylene puts up the shot. No good. Right side of the rim, and it bounces out of bounds untouched. And it'll go over to the Malamutes. 23 seconds left to play. And it's 12-8 on the board and 10-10 in the book. So we'll see if there's any corrections to this in the intermission. Chanel Wassily lobs it far side for Christina Tretikoff. Long three, no good. The rebound chased down there by Freddie Wassily. She gets it out to Chanel. Chanel puts it over to Tretikoff. She dribbles and lobs it to Nikki Trifon for a two. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Courtney Wilson, and that's the buzzer. And that's the end of the first quarter. The score on the board says King Cove rookies 12, New Haven Malamutes 8. In the book, I have it 10-10. So we're going to stay with you, but I'm going to check and see if they make a change on that. And we'll be right back with you in 60 seconds, so we'll just leave the line open, Kels. All right, and we're back with you here live to start of the second quarter. The scoreboard still shows 12-8. Check with the other broadcaster for the local station. He's got it 10-10 as well. Danielle Carlson misses a shot and chases down her own rebound. Lobs it over to Shauna Calvert to Raylene Cachute, and Raylene drives the lane right side, goes all the way down, puts up a shot from the baseline. Partially blocked, and she draws a foul there. I believe it's going to be called a number 25, Nikki Trifon. And that will be the call. Nikki's first, team's sixth, and she'll be, Raylene will be shooting two. Raylene dribbles the ball about 3 feet behind the line, puts up the first off the back of the iron, no good. She was right on line with that one, just a little bit long. Her second shot is up and bounces high and off, no good. And that ball is knocked out of bounds. Honey Lou Wilson knocking it out. And she got away with an over-the-back violation or foul there against Freddie Jean Wassily. Nevertheless, the ball goes over to New Halen. And 7:38 to go here in the first half. 12-8 rookies. New Halen gets the ball inside. Knocked away there by Courtney Wilson. Ariel Roberts takes a hard fall as Danielle Carlson comes down, weaves, and gets called for a travel as she put a shot up off the glass. Ariel Roberts scrapes herself up off the deck and goes back down. Renee and Nealon getting ready to check in, and then the scorer's bench, I guess, did not buzz her in. And so we'll see what happens there. 7:23 to play. New Halen brings the ball across the line. Chanel Wassily throws it down there to Tretikoff, who fakes Raylene Cachutin and puts up a two that bounces around and in. You have Tretikoff now with seven, and it's 12-10. King Cove. Here's a pass from Raylene Cachutin to Shauna Calver. Back to Raylene, nearly stolen there by Anilin. She gets it over to Danielle Carlson, who drives in for a shot off the glass and good. Danielle was sixth in the game. 14-10 rookies, 6:52 to go. Chanel Wassily dribbles down, passes it left side to Nikki Trifon. Good defense there by the rookies to close the lane. Back to Chanel Wassily. Back to Nikki. Her shot in and out. No good. Rebound there by Shauna Jo Calver. Shauna Jo's got Danielle Carlson down on the right side, but she throws it instead for Raylene Cachute, and somehow it gets through Freddie Wassily to Honey Lou, and she misses a shot of the lane. About a three-footer there just off the back of the rim, and it goes out to Christina Tretikoff for the Malamutes. Good job cutting the baseline by Raylene Cachute. And the pass is lobbed out to Chanel Wassily, who launches a long three air ball way over the basket, but it's off the hands of Courtney Wilson and out of bounds, and will remain with the Malamutes. 6:13 to play, second quarter, 14-10, the rookies leading. All right, New Halen with the ball. Chanel Wassily slaps it, about to get a five-second call there. She gets Tretikoff loose. Outside in the left wing, she lobs it for Freddie Wassily for a 14-footer. No good. The rebound is put back up and in by Ariel Roberts. That was interesting because she had a teammate's hands on the ball behind her. So almost a four-handed team effort there for that two-pointer. 14-12 rookies. Raylene Cachutin gets it to Shauna Calver. Inside to Honey Lou Wilson. Honey Lou goes up, and that one's no good off the rim. Bouncing around, grabbed by Ariel Roberts, and now we have a tie-up and a jump ball with Raylene Cachutin playing her typical hard-nosed defense. The possession arrow is going to point to the Malamutes with 5:47 to go. So some good physical basketball inside. Rookies getting a lot of looks underneath. I don't think they've converted one in the paint so far. Here's a pass from Chanel Wassily to Nikki Trifon. Goes across to Tretikoff. She drives in, and she's going to be fouled hard there, knocked to the ground by Honey Lou Wilson. That'll be Honey Lou's third and team seventh. And Christina Tretikoff will go to the line. Should be shooting two. Raylene Cachutin comes to the bench for some water. Coach Connie Newton hands that to her. Coach Connie's been very animated during this one, pacing the sideline. First free throw is up and good by Christina. And we show Christina with 8 points now in the game. And coming into the game for the rookies, Shauna Wheeler, Honey Lou Wilson has a seat. Number 45 with three fouls already here early in the second quarter. Second shot is up, and nothing but net by Tretikoff, and the game is tied at 14 with 5:32 to play in the first half. Shauna inbounds to Danielle, back to Shauna, brings it across the timeline. Good screen there by Raylene Cachutin. Shauna Jo goes off screen, gets the ball to Raylene. She fakes it, gives it to Danielle, who drives, and her shot almost sticks in the rim, but it's pulled down by Freddie Wassily. That one was such a soft shot, it just hung there for a second before dropping into Freddie's hands. She gets it to Chanel Wassily, who brings it across the line to Nikki Trifon, and she's going to be called for a travel as she attempted to put a move there on number 23 of the rookies, Danielle Carlson. Not much in the way of substitution so far for the rookies. And here's a long pass into the front court by Shauna Jo Calvert to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene makes a nice move there and drives in, dishes the ball to Courtney Wilson, who muscles it up and in. It's waved off, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Courtney. And that was a good call. We had a good view of that one, and Courtney got the ball and threw her forearm and elbow out into the neck of the defender to clear a path to the basket. It worked, but she didn't get away with it that time. Second foul on Courtney, and the ball is inbounded to New Halen. Comes right side to Tretikoff. She puts it into Freddie Wassily, and Freddie goes up, and she's going to be fouled there, I believe, by Shauna Jo Calvert. Freddie Jean will step to the line for a pair. Candace Mack checking in for the rookies. And Raylene Kachutin, I believe, takes a seat. Looks like it, yeah. Looks like Raylene may have had a scratch or something on her hand. And Freddie's first foul shot is up, no good. 14 all with 4:54 to play. Second quarter, rookies against the Malamutes for third place here at the 2010 Elks tourney. Freddie Jean drops in the second one. She's got six, and it's 15-14 Malamutes. Shauna Jo brings it up, gives it to Candace down here right below us. She lobs it into Courtney Wilson. Courtney goes up and under, and that time I think she draws the foul. Good move by Courtney. She kept both hands on the ball, did a drop step, and got underneath for the layup. And even though she didn't get a good shot at the basket, she drew the foul, and that one is on number 21, Freddie Wassily. They show that as being Freddie's second, team's seventh, and Courtney goes to the line for a pair. Rookies trailing by one with 4:45 to play first half. Courtney's shot is up and in. Courtney with five on the game. She'll have one more. And Shauna Wheeler and Freddie Wassily both congratulate Courtney, and they're all laughing over that one. Freddie Jean, a favorite of the rookie players, a good friend to a lot of them. And Courtney drops in the second one. Nice job at the line there by Courtney. She's got six already, and it's 16-15 rookies with 4:40 to go first half. Bounce pass over here on the right to Trifon. She's guarded by Candace Mack. She gets it into Freddie Jean Wassily on a double team. Nice bounce pass in there to number 24. It's no good, and Freddie Jean gets a rebound, goes up, and she's fouled. Number 24, Renea Nealon, had a nice left-handed look there off the backboard, and it wouldn't go in, but Freddie Jean was there to collect the rebound. She's been a force on the boards. And Freddie, a big girl, about 6 feet, and very strong underneath. Her first free throw is up and off the front of the rim, no good. The thing about Freddie, watching her throughout the last two tournaments, is she's deceptively quick underneath and very good at getting position. Second foul shot is up, no good off the left side of the rim. Shauna Wheeler gets a rebound, gives it to Shauna Jo Calvert, and it's knocked away there by Renea Nealon, out of bounds, back to the rookies. 4:25 to go first half. 16-15, rookies hold a one-point advantage over the Malamutes in the third-place game. Shauna Jo lobs it to Candace Mack, over to Danielle Carlson. Nice pass by Candace, and Danielle drives down and puts it in off the glass from 8 feet. Danielle with 8 points and all from that same spot, just on the right side of the lane at about 8 to 10 feet, and it's 18-15 rookies. The ball is down in the corner now for Nealon. She throws it back to Chanel Wassily for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound's on the floor. It comes loose, and it's still on the floor. And it's finally picked up by Chanel Wassily. Gets it to Freddie Wassily, who shoots a three and knocks it down. Freddie Jean showing a little range there with the three-pointer from the right wing, and it's all knotted up at 18 now. Freddie Wassily with nine. Here's a pass down the right baseline to Danielle Carlson. The lane is cut off there by Nikki Trifon. Shauna Wheeler has the ball knocked loose, and it's stolen there on the ground by, I didn't see who got that one. And now the ball is lost and on the ground in the front court. Tretikoff gets it to Freddie Wassily for a layup. No one really had possession all the way down on that one. It was knocked loose and kicked and rolled and scooped and batted and finally ended up in the hands of Tretikoff, who lobbed it across the lane to Freddie Jean. She put it in, and it's 20-18 Malamutes. Shawna Jo gets it top of the key to Danielle Carlson. Same drive, same shot off the back of the rim. That time no good. Rebounded there by Tretikoff. She hands it to Chanel Wassley with under 3 minutes to go, first half, 20-18. Malamutes with the lead. Here's a pass down low for Tretikoff. She goes baseline. Triple team there. Goes to the ground. The ball is knocked loose. Freddie Jean recovers. Freddie dishes it inside there to Renea Nealon. Knocked loose and picked up by Nikki Trifon. She gets it to Chanel Wassley. Back to Trifon. And she bounced pass for Nealon. It's off her hand, out of bounds to the rookies. And now we have Raylene Kachutin checking in for Danielle Carlson. Danielle, a nice performance thus far. 8 points to lead the rookies. 20-18. Malamutes with the lead. Here's a pass down to Candace Mack. She gets it to Courtney Wilson. Courtney with a nice pivot and puts it up and in. She pivoted right. Nothing was there. Pivoted left and put up about a seven-footer. Courtney with 8 points. Nice job by Courtney. And it's 20 apiece. 2:19 to go as Chanel Wassley dribbles across the timeline. Lob pass. Knocked away by Shauna Wheeler. And now they're going to call a foul on who? On number 23, Christina Tretikoff. Good call. Shauna anticipated that pass and jumped it and batted it towards half court and then got a little bump there from Tretikoff as she attempted to head out to get the ball and go on the fast break. Freddie Wassley and Courtney Wilson hamming it up down there on the foul lane as Freddie was in the wrong spot. Courtney was trying to push her down to the right spot on the lane, and now they're laughing about that. Shauna Wheeler to shoot a 1-1 for the rookies. Shauna dribbles, and the freshman puts the first one up. Off the rim, no good. The rebound taken by Freddie Wassley. She passes across to Chanel Wassley. 2:10 to go. 20 all here in this third-place game for the girls' bracket. The ball goes to Renea Nealon. She's harassed there by two rookies, and we're going to get a reach-in foul, I believe, either Candace Mack or Raylene Kachutin. Candace Mack called for that one. First foul on Candace, and that's 10 on the rookies. And we're going to have two shots now at the line. Number 24, Renea Nealon, try to score her first points of the game for the Malamutes. And she holds the ball above her head, shoots the first one up. No good off the left side of the rim. She'll have one more. Got a special interview coming up for you at halftime as the rookie's number one Bristol Bay fan, Alvin Ivanoff, will join us for a short interview. And so we hope you'll stay tuned with us. The second one is no good. Rebounded by Candace Mack. She reverses the dribble. The ball bounces out of her hands, hits Raylene Kachutin in the head, ends up in the hands of Nikki Trifon, who lays it in for the Malamutes. Looked like a circus out there, and the Malamutes end up with the lead. 1:40 to play, first half. Raylene goes to Shauna Jo. Back to Raylene. Bounce pass for Shauna Jo, intercepted by Tretikoff. She throws it down to Trifon, who misses a wide-open layup, but there's Freddie Wassily to take the rebound and put it up and in, and the Malamutes with a 4-point lead, 1:26 to play. Shauna Cowher throws it left side to Raylene Kachutin. Connie Newton telling the rookies to watch those passes. Gets it into Courtney Wilson. Nice bounce pass there by Raylene. Courtney goes up and no bucket, but she draws the foul. I think that one's going to be called on Renea Nealon, and it is. That'll be Renee's first. The ninth team foul on the Malamutes. 1:17 to go first half, 24-20. Malamutes holding a 4-point lead. They're on a 6-0 run as Coach Connie Newton meets with Candace Mack and Raylene Kachutin. She's telling them to watch their passes. A lot of turnovers here by the rookies and a lot of missed shots underneath the basket. Courtney's first foul shot is up and no good off the back of the rim. She's 2-for-3 from the stripe so far in this first half. Immediately following this game, we're bringing you the third-place game of the boys' bracket as the new Stu Eagles take on the King Cove T-Jacks. Both teams winning games earlier today. Second shot up, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound by, guess who, Freddie Wassily. Gets it to Chanel Wassily down court. Freddie now takes a long two from the right baseline and knocks it down. Freddie's a force inside and out so far in this one. And we've got Freddie for 15, and it's 26-20. Malamutes with a 6-point lead as the clock ticks under 1 minute to play in the first half. Raylene Kachutin right side to Shauna Calver, down to Shauna Wheeler on the right baseline. Her bounce pass is stolen by Chanel Wassily to Freddie Jean. Freddie throws it length of the court pass, tipped away and stolen by Raylene Kachutin. Good job on the defense. She splits the defense, coming back, comes in the front court, and now throws the ball away to Freddie Jean. Freddie Jean gets it up ahead to Nikki Trifon, takes it and lays it up and in. She took the pass from Renea Nealon, and it's an 8-point lead all of a sudden, 28-20. A 10-0 run by the Malamutes here in the last couple of minutes. Clock ticks down to 20 seconds to go. Raylene Kachutin takes the pass from Shauna Calvert down here in the left wing. Dribbles up top, gets it to Danielle Carlson for a 16-footer. No good off the rim. The ball is loose and grabbed underneath there by Chanel Wassily. She gets it to Anilin, to Freddie Wassily, who finds Trifon down underneath, and she blows a layup with 3 seconds left. Got away with the travel, and the end result is nothing. And that ends the first half of play. So after one half of play here at Bristol Bay High School in Nacnacolaska in the girls' third-place game, the New Haven Malamutes hold a 28-20 lead over the King Cove Rookies. And we're going to give you the scoring as we have it in our book, which is going to be off 4 points from what the scoreboard shows. But we have 2 points by Raylene Kachutin and 8 apiece by Danielle Carlson and Courtney Wilson. And for New Haven, Freddie Wassily with 10 in the second quarter, 15 for the game. 9 for Tretikoff, 4 for Nikki Trifon, and 2 for Ariel Roberts. So that's the score at the half. The score on the board is 28-20, New Haven. And we're going to have Alvin Ivanoff now to join us for an interview. And especially those rookie players, past and present, that are not here on the trip to Bristol Bay, you're certainly familiar with Ivan. He's a junior here at Bristol Bay High School, and no doubt the biggest rookies fan in Bristol Bay. And so we're just going to ask Alvin a few questions and let him tell you why he's such a fan of the King Cove Rookies. Alvin, it's good to have you with us here on KSDP Radio for the halftime interview. And you're a huge supporter of the King Cove Rookies. What makes you such a fan of our girls' team?
Because they're always so kind, so friendly, and always so respectful and stuff. And they're always nice to one another, always helpful to the other teams, help out the other teams and stuff.
All right, that's certainly a good report from Alvin there on the King Cove Rookies team. Are there any favorite games or memories that you have of the rookies since you became a fan, Alvin? I know you said you've been watching them here at tournaments since you were in 7th or 8th grade. Any favorite memory or favorite game?
Not really, though, but it was mostly about how they do their sportsmanship and how they act to the other players and who they always, help out and stuff. Yeah.
All right. Alvin, do you have a favorite all-time player for the rookies, or do you just love all of the King Cove rookie basketball players?
I just love all the rookies because they're always so kind, so friendly to me, and guess that's it. Here he is.
And this isn't one of the questions, but Alvin, we're going to have Alvin share with you the gift that he gave to the rookies team when they arrived the other day. He met them in the hospitality room. Coach Newton brought him in, and he gave a gift to the whole team. I'll let him share with you what he gave to the rookies team for Valentine's Day.
I gave them a dozen roses, red roses, and a box of chocolate to them.
All right, and Alvin gave them a beautiful bouquet of roses, and they all shared that, and then a big red heart box of chocolates, all the team was excited. Alvin, you're a basketball expert of sorts since you're here at all the tournament games and you watch more basketball probably than many people. How far do you think the rookies can go with this year's team?
I think they can make it to state. I hope they do. That'll be cool. I'll go and fly and go watch them play and stuff.
All right, so there you have it from Alvin. If he's correct, the rookies can make it all the way to state, and we certainly think they have an opportunity. One final question. Of course, Alvin, being a Bristol Bay native and a high school junior here, he's got to cheer for the Angels. And in each of the last two tournaments, we've had a matchup between the rookies and Alvin's home team, Bristol Bay Angels. So, Alvin, when those two teams go at it, who do you really cheer for?
I would just have to say I'd have to sit there and clap for each team whenever they make a basket or get a rebound and stuff, because it's just so hard.
All right. Well, Alvin, we want to thank you so much for being with us and for doing this interview. All right. Alvin says so long. He wants to say hi to all the rookies past and present that are listening out there. And Good to have Alvin Ivanoff with us, the number one King Cove rookie fan in Bristol Bay. Thanks, Alvin, for joining us for that halftime interview, and we hope you enjoyed that. A good perspective from a student from another school on the King Cove rookies. We're going to take about a four-minute break here, and they're apparently trying to sort out the score problem down at the table. And so we'll take a four-minute break and be back with you for second half action. We'll turn it back to the studios in Kells Hetherington.
Thanks, Rob. Excuse me. Thanks, Rob. Sounds like great coverage and a very interesting interview at the halftime. We'll rejoin Rob Lanham in just a few moments, but right now we'll go to some music on 830 AM KSDP.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Trader Vic's.
Hey, you! Yeah, you, mister. I'm 18 years old at the top of my game, and I got everything to look forward to. Over here! I got a question for you. Did you register with Selective Service yet? No? Give me a break. All those big plans you got, all those big dreams, forget about it. College, forget about it. If you need student loans, job training, forget about it. Government jobs, forget about it. If you're an 18-year-old guy and you're not registered, you can't even get your driver's license renewed in most states. And you can't become a citizen.